Dr. Evans. It's Jeff and Jen. We're really excited to talk to you about Georgia on My Screen and find out all about it, because I understand it's opening this weekend and it's going to be open throughout the end of the year, right?
It is. It is.
Very cool. Well, tell us all about it.
This exhibit is about Jimmy Carter's role in the film industry in Georgia. When he was governor, he really brought, I think, Hollywood to the state in a bigger, better way. He's the first to start the Film Commission here in Georgia. He hired Gerald Rafshoon, who worked with him as governor and also worked with him in the Carter administration as president. And together, they were able to provide marketing and scouting opportunities for Hollywood to come to Georgia. And it was a really innovative way to boost the economy, particularly in the 70s. That's not something that people were thinking of at the time. So it's before his time, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And how excited is he to see today the progression of that work that he started? I mean, you can't turn around without there being something else being filmed in the state of Georgia.
Yes, exactly. I think he's surprised. I think what he thought was up and coming and simple has really turned into a billion-dollar industry. So when we tell him the numbers today, he always has a look of shock and then pride, real pride about it. And, The Longest Yard, really was a good investment for the state, kind of uplifted the spirits of prisoners at the time as well. So he's been really encouraged by what's been happening now and all the jobs and opportunities that has presented to the citizens of Georgia.
And this exhibit, the Georgia on My Screen, Jimmy Carter and the Rise of the Film Industry, has so many cool elements in the exhibit that pop culture fans are going to freak out on some of the stuff that you guys have curated.
Oh, yeah. We've got very popular movies and TV shows represented, from Marvel movies to Stranger Things with a splash of Walking Dead. I can't give away all the secrets. Those are just highlights that things you'll see.
Okay. As a Stranger Things fan, I'm freaking out. I was doing my research online and I found out, is Eleven's dress really in this exhibit?
I can't tell you how to come. You gotta come.
Oh my goodness. I think this is so cool. I also was reading that you're gonna have an actual Oscar there for a Georgia filmed production.
We do. And we've got something for everyone, from Gone with the Wind and Driving Miss Daisy to some other really cool things that I know people will wanna see.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. And it's such a sense of pride, I feel like, for all of us that Hollywood productions are shot right here in Georgia. I know I feel pride, and I'm always trying to figure out what's getting shot by those yellow signs with three letters on them.
I agree, and I also think it's a great opportunity to see and show the growth of Tyler Perry's industry and the studios and the good that's done in the city particularly. So it's going to be really exciting. And I agree. I mean, I live in a place where they film a lot. And so I wake up in the middle of the night thinking something really happened, but it's some action scene being filmed over and over again. So now that I've kind of met some people and I see the artifacts and I see the cool things from the props, I'm thinking, oh, okay, I don't mind waking up in the middle of the night too much. So it's good.
Do you know offhand the total number of items that are in the entire display?
Man, it's got to be over 100. There's just from the little things to the really big stuff. I mean, it's going to be nice. You've got to come see it.
And I understand you're going to be doing panels on like women in film and panels on production and that sort of thing all throughout this exhibit.
Yes, we started some panels regarding women in the industry a few months ago. We want people to see that the film industry is not just about acting and being stunt doubles, but there's makeup artists and there's set artists and there's costume directors. And then we also want to talk about how some of these films are created. So we have a whole comic book panel series where people are talking about how they wrote the different comic books like Captain America. This weekend is National Comic Day, so we'll have free comics available. We'll have artists and writers there. I mean, the industry is so much bigger than just the people you see on the screen. There's so many people behind the screen, like the gaffers and the, you know, the people who design and develop the props. And there were a lot of women in this industry that often go overlooked. So it's going to be really exciting, and I think it's going to be informative.
Very cool.
So how do people go about getting tickets to the event or the exhibit, rather?
Well, on our website, you can go to the museum store and purchase a ticket, or you can just come in. We don't know how long the lines will be, so we're hoping that you can just walk right in, go through the admissions process, and you'll get to see a little bit of the actual museum itself, and we'll walk you straight to the exhibit. So tickets starting on Monday will be $12 and $10. 16 and under is still free. That's one of our pride and joys. President Carter is adamant that the kids get a place to see how government works, but also fun exhibits like this.
So cool. And give us your website.
Our website is jimmycarterlibrary.gov.
Great.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, Dr. Evans. Good luck with the event tonight, and thanks for spending a few minutes with us today. We know you're super busy.
I wouldn't miss it. I'm a big fan. This is the station my son and I listen to all the way to school, so I'm excited.
Oh, that's great. Awesome. Thank you so much. We can't wait to come and see it.
Thanks, guys.